Episode 153 of Futures Radio Show, sponsored by CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse futures and options exchange. CME Group's markets help individuals and businesses around the world manage risk and seize opportunities. Learn more at futuresfundamentals.com.
Every day, traders and investors dive in to tackle the ever-changing markets to find opportunity. Futures Radio Show is your number one source for answers to the questions that all market participants want to ask. Veteran futures trader Anthony Crudele sits down with the most influential leaders and top traders in the industry. Now, here's your host, Anthony Crudele.
Hey, everyone. Before we get started today, I want to thank our sponsors, CME Group, Trading Technologies, and Top Step Trader. Now, a couple of months ago, I did a show with Russ Rausch from Vision Pursue. And in that interview, I was intrigued on how Russ's Vision Pursue app was being used to help professional athletes and top business professionals work on their mindset skills and build brain balance. So I asked Russ in that interview if I could get a few trials of the app and give it away to the first five traders that emailed us. Not to my surprise, we had an overwhelming response. We had so many traders write in that I had to reach out to Russ to get more trials for the Vision Pursue app. Now, upon completion of the 30-day Vision Pursue Mindset Challenge, we picked four random traders to come on today's show. Those four traders were Josh Albrecht, Babatunde Onwukimi, Bill Aaron, and Nick Vaughn. Now, I too have been using the Vision Pursue app and going along with the Mindset Challenge. So throughout today's interview, you will hear my commentary on how the app has helped me personally and in trading. A quick note before I begin today's show. The Vision Pursue app is currently $10 per month. And if anyone chooses to sign up for Vision Pursue, I just wanted to let you know that I get no financial gain from someone signing up. I am just looking for products to help traders and their mindset. And I could tell you this product has definitely helped myself and the traders I'm about to speak with. First up, I spoke with Josh Albrecht, professional pilot and part-time trader looking to become a full-time trader. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Anthony. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here, Josh. Now, you're the first person I'm interviewing. It's been a couple of months since we began the Vision Pursue Mindset Challenge. And we call it the Mindset Challenge, not because it's a challenge between traders. It's a challenge between us and getting better at our own mindset. So before we begin talking about how you have hopefully progressed, improving your mindset, let me ask you a quick question about yourself. Now, can you tell us, are you a full-time or part-time trader?
Yeah, sure. So I'm not a full-time trader, just a part-time guy. My career by trade is a pilot. I still work in the aviation profession. I get days here and there where I can trade, so I'll trade those. I kind of trade, when I can. But that's pretty much it.
Okay, but is your goal to become a full-time trader?
Yes. Yeah, that's the long-term goal. I don't have a timeline on it. I figured it's not, it's not one of the things you want to rush. So that is the ultimate goal. I do like trading a lot. I think it's got a lot of advantages. In the last year and a half, I've kind of seriously committed myself to doing this, and that is the ultimate goal.
Awesome. Great to hear that. And you're on the right path starting here by working on your mindset, but I'm sure that you have some perks, and it's got to be pretty fun to be a pilot as well.
It does. I'd like to kind of meld both, do the trading, but also stay involved in flying, down the road, obviously. So
yeah,
it'd be nice to make it more of a hobby as opposed to a career. I've done the career part. And I still love flying, but it'd be kind of nice to do on my own time.
No, absolutely. Now, let's talk about mindset. I mean, this is one of those things that I think a lot of traders neglect at the beginning. And you're someone who's a part-time trader looking to become full-time, and actually we're very excited when we got your email about doing this Vision Pursue Mindset Challenge. And I commend you for wanting to work on your mindset before becoming a full-time trader, because obviously you've done your homework and you understand that it's a huge aspect of trading, the mindset part of it. So talk to us about your mindset before getting into the Vision Pursue Challenge and what some of the weaknesses you felt you had.
Right. So it's actually pretty interesting because even before I started trading, I would have always considered myself a very driven person. You know, I did sports when I was younger. I always thought I did pretty well as far as the mindset would go. But I always knew, especially once I started trading, that I was very hard on myself. I probably call myself a perfectionist. So even the best comparable example I have is like high stress environments. I usually performed well, like in the aviation space. But if I messed something up, I was very hard on myself, you know? So I think the biggest thing that kind of surprised me was I thought I was good at mindset, you know, coming into trading. And it really was an eye-opening experience because it just pushes all the buttons, at least it pushed all my buttons. And it really made me realize how vulnerable I was in that area. So it was actually pretty interesting because even before I knew about this challenge, I'd actually started reaching out to just do some like just generic, you know, work with like a trading coach or like a, you know, psychological performance, same idea, basically the same realm. And I never actually went through with it more or less because of time. And then when this came up, I thought, wow, this is perfect. And so I was lucky enough, you know, to be able to get selected, which was awesome. I was like thrilled. So it's been a really interesting journey.
Okay. So talk to us about after starting to use Vision Pursue, how your mindset started to change, if it did, and also how you liked the way that Vision Pursue was set up for you as a trader to be able to, you know, go in and access it. I felt that was one of the things I really liked about it was that, and I could do it when I wanted, you know, so talk to us about that.
Yeah, sure. First of all, I loved the app. I thought the app setup was very easy to use, super intuitive. It's easy to follow. It's not difficult at all. And I also agree that I like that you could go in and kind of do it on your own pace, whether at the beginning I did it once a day. And then when I started to kind of get in a rhythm, I actually did it. I tried to do it in the morning and evening to kind of start and end my day the same way. But my mindset definitely changed. It really, you know, all the things you hear, like the cliches, oh, failure is good and you can learn from your mistakes. I was always someone that subscribe to, yeah, that's kind of great for, you know, like a poster or a bumper sticker, but in real life, that's not how it works. But it really does force you to address, at least it forced me to address, you know, the mindset of that kind of, I guess, that failure to accept the things that I was doing wrong. And it really, even in just general life, like driving to work and commuting, because obviously I do that, you know, I became much more relaxed in all the things I couldn't control, and that easily translated into trading. So I feel like just on a practical level, like the specifics, I was much more accepting of missing trades if I, you know, didn't catch, you know, the level I was looking for. So I wasn't chasing as much. It just seemed like I didn't mind, you know, being stopped out as often if I did get stopped out. It just really put me more at ease about the whole trading, the process itself. And I think I have a good process as far as execution stuff, but I kept, you know, there'd be lots of times where I was interfering with that because the mindset, you know, wasn't there. So I'm not saying that this has made me an incredibly lucrative trader by no means, but it's definitely improved my trading mindset. But also even just home life, it's had a lot of benefits there too. So it's been great all around.
Yeah, that's great to hear. I actually had a similar experience with using Vision Pursue. I think that it's helped me a lot in my day-to-day life, which I think subtly helps me with my trading. We talk about brain balance in the interview with Russ. I really felt that throughout the time that I have been using that it's helping me. I know that there's no switch that all of a sudden you're going to do some program and it's going to just all of a sudden you're going to have better mindset in trading and in life. I think it's a constant work in progress, and that's why I like Vision Pursue so much. I feel like if I'm having a bad day or a good day, I go and I use the app and it helps me gauge where I am with my emotions. And you know, I think that overall, by keeping something like that in my life, going back to the Vision Pursue app is really going to help me down the road. I think it's just an investment of time that I have to do to be able to really see results long term. Now, talk to me a little bit about how you are going to continue your efforts on, you know, working on your mindset.
Yeah, that's My goal is to, I'm going to continue using the app. I've been using the app. I try and do it twice a day. And I think it's my hope is, and my goal, and I don't see why it would be any different, is the more, just like anything in life, the more you practice and use it, the better you get at you know, having a performance mindset. So that's kind of the goal I'm kind of taking, is just going to continue on it. As far as, because again, I think I have a decent process as far as like how I do homework and how I execute, but you know, the mindset issue, at least for me, has been, you know, it'll trip up the execution. And so I'll look back and I say, well, I had a good plan. Doesn't necessarily mean I made money or lost money today, but you know, because I started second guessing myself, or, you know, whatever the case may be, I kind of tripped myself up because the mindset wasn't there. So, again, I think for me, just integrating it, taking it slow, but just being diligent on doing it every day. Cause I mean, even in the 30 days, there's days where I woke up and I'm like, oh, I don't really feel like doing this, you know, but it's just like you force yourself. And I think that over the course of time, I think it will yield, I think, fantastic results. You know, again, doesn't mean I'll be, you know, the best trader in the world, or by any means I'll be even successful, but I think I'm giving myself at least all the tools to make myself have a chance to be successful.
Yeah, that's great to hear, Josh. I really wish you all the best and success in your pursuit to becoming a full-time trader. You are on the right path, working on your mindset. And once again, thank you very much for reaching out to us here at Futures Radio Show, for coming on the show and talking to us about this very important topic. And keep us in the loop by using the hashtag Futures Radio on Twitter. And of course, you can reach out to me anytime by just messaging me on Twitter. All the best, Josh. Thanks for coming on.
Definitely. Thanks for having me. It was a blast.
Next up, I spoke with Babatunde Onwukimi, business development at Allegro Development. He's also a part-time trader looking to eventually become a full-time trader. Tunde, welcome to the show.
Hey, Anthony, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, my man. I'm here in Nashville. I got moved here from South Florida because of Hurricane Irma. But overall, it's been pretty good to me here in the city of Nashville. It's a great spot. And I've been doing a lot of recordings here, so I'm excited to speak with you today. Thank you for coming on the show. We've actually chatted a little bit before on Twitter. It's the first time we've spoken on the phone. So it's great to speak with you. And today we're going to talk about your mindset and how it was before you started the challenge and after. But before we do that, I want to ask you a little bit about what you're doing on a day-to-day basis in your trading. Are you a full-time trader or are you a part-time trader?
I'm a part-time trader.
Part-time trader. So what are you doing besides trading?
So currently I'm in business development at Allegro Development. We are a consolidated commodity management solutions provider. We do everything from trade entry, deal capture, through scheduling, down to invoicing. We also work on risk management, and so go back to like value at risk, mark to market. Pretty much we do everything that you need in the commodities trading space. We work with producers, we work with traders, we work with marketers, risk managers, everything. Like, we can do everything.
Nice. So you're already in the industry. So I guess the next question is, at some point, are you looking to become a full-time trader?
Yes, that is definitely a goal, like way down the line. But right now I am focused on just Allegro and understanding how these platforms work, because in my previous role as a trading analyst, I had most of my issues with the platform, not necessarily the market. I wasn't even in the position to make decisions, but every issue that I always had to do with the platforms that I was using. So when I left Denver to move back to Dallas, I wanted to focus on the platform and understanding the platform.
Awesome. So let's talk about mindset. And I commend you for working on your mindset before even becoming a full-time trader, because I did not. I made the mistake. I didn't think that it mattered as much. And then I realized that having the proper mindset was crucial in becoming a successful trader. So obviously you've done some homework and you're getting yourself prepared to do this full time. So let's talk about your mindset heading into the Vision Pursue Mindset Challenge. Talk to us about some of the weaknesses that you had.
Oh, my weakness before heading into the Vision Pursuit Challenge was the inability to apply C, separate, embrace, and then evaluate. I had a lot of bumps while I was in grad school. I had a lot of bumps while I was working while I was in grad school. I just would not take the time to like actually take the constructive criticism that I was taking and separate myself from what I was from what I was receiving, and then embracing that, I'm not perfect, and this person is an expert and a master in this industry, and I should just embrace what they're giving me, and then evaluate what it is that they're giving me that I don't understand. So it's more of just always, in a mindset of they say something, I don't accept it, so instantly I respond, or I just don't accept it, so I just laugh and then go do what I want to do. And that was the thing that was a weakness before going into this. I always get, the compliments that, yeah, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. But in my head, I just couldn't accept what it was that the person or the people saw in me that, said I could do it. And that was my mindset going into the Vision Pursuit opportunity.
It's amazing how some things can be strengths in other businesses, but in trading they could be weaknesses, isn't it? Yeah.
That is very true. Because like one of my hobbies are, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Muay Thai. So it's one of those give and take, and you don't have time to respond. It's just a lot of muscle memory. You do not want that in trading. Like, you do not want to have habits of muscle memory in trading, because if you're constantly not able to just see that, oh, I had a bad day in the market, and it's just because maybe like I didn't do the proper risk management preparation. And it was just, that was it. Not, oh, it's just bad luck. It's like, if you were not prepared going into into your day, then you're gonna have those issues, and it falls back on, those habits that we don't know that we have that we can't even work on. So that's what one thing that I definitely, took from Vision Pursuit was, wow, these were habits that I was, I constantly kept having the same issues over and over and over and over again. And it's funny how in like literally 30 to 45 days of just consistently applying C to everything. I mean, I applied C to everything. Like, I'm in traffic, someone cuts me off, I apply C. I'm in traffic, I cut somebody off and they're honking at me, I apply C. I get into an argument with, maybe my sisters, I apply C. And then the more I kept trying to separate myself from the issue, the less bumps in the road I got into. And then I started to see other areas in my life where I could apply the same methodology. And honestly, in the last like 4 months, I've seen a huge growth in everything that I've been doing, and it's been really a blessing, and I'm really grateful for it.
Oh man, that's great to hear. Now I want to ask you a little bit about the app. How did you feel the app was set up for you to be able to use? And also talk to us a little bit about how, if at all, it helped you with your trading. I know you mentioned your personal life and how when you were driving or doing certain things with your sisters, that you felt that you were applying some of the things that you were getting from the Vision Pursuit app. Talk to us about anything at all, even if it's the most subtle thing that potentially helped you when you were trading.
Okay. The thing with using the app is in the morning, it has the meditations that we're supposed to do. So every morning when I wake up, I instantly, go through those meditation processes, and I read the agendas in the app for the day. And then once I get that done, then I look at my calendar for the day, and I look at what areas in my calendar are going to give me the most mental issues. So if I have to, let's say, look at the natural gas market, and I'm, predicting, a very crazy winter, but everyone else thinks I'm wrong. So it's applying that. Everyone's not going to see it my way, but what is it that they're seeing that I can instantly use? So earlier today, I'm actually at the LDC MidCon, natural gas trade show in Chicago. So I'm, in the room with all these like brilliant natural gas experts, and they're all saying the same thing of, you should probably just make sure that, El Nino and El Niña are moving in the direction that you're thinking about. So it just ties back into understanding that everyone has the same understanding of the market. It's just understanding what my niche is and not trying to impose that on them, more so that they are the ones that have all the experience, because I'm only 27. I've been in like the trading world for maybe like 2 years myself. So all information to me, I absorb and I take in. And by using the app every single day, I'm able to understand that I'm a rookie. They're the experts. I may not understand everything that they're saying, and I may have my own beliefs, but I should take a step back and just accept everything that I'm taking, and then apply the C again to it.
Very well said, my friend. I'm glad to see that you are so focused in on working on your mindset. And my final question for you today is, how do you plan on continuing to work on your mindset?
Signing up with Vision Pursuit and just continuously using them. The last week or so, I've definitely been inconsistent in using the app. I guess, we all reach that point, where we plateau and we think, oh, I know all of this. A lot of this is repetitive. I don't need it. But then that's when we start to see errors in our ways. So personally, like, let's say I train, or I'm reading Investor's Business Daily, or I'm consistently reading Today in Energy with the EIA. Then I do it, every day for like a month, and then for a week I stop and I start to see gaps in my train of thought. So it's reverting back to consistently using the app every single day and forcing myself to use it so that it becomes a habit, like sleep. If I don't sleep, I'm a cranky person. If I don't get my run in during the week, I'm cranky. So it's getting to that point of becoming efficient in finding ways of having those habits that I do every single day that I don't have to think about them anymore. Not the habits that we force ourselves to do, like, going to the gym for me, I don't force myself to go train, but I have to force myself to, I had to force myself at the beginning to take a step back and apply C. Now I instantly apply C. So I want to get to the point of like, I instantly use the app like every single day, every single moment I can think of. I'm just, focusing on being present. And that's really what I would do to consistently work on my mindset.
Man, I love your passion. If everybody approaches business the way that you did, it would be a lot better off. Man, I got to hand it to you, Tunde. Thank you so much for coming on Futures Radio Show, taking the time today to speak with me. And keep in touch. Use the hashtag Futures Radio Show. You know where to find me on
Sure.
Twitter. I want to continue to hear about your progress. Thank you for joining me today, Tunde.
Thank you, Anthony.
Next up, I spoke with Bill Aaron, attorney and derivatives trader. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Anthony. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you coming on the show today, Bill. Now, the first question I'm going to ask you about is your day-to-day operations. You mentioned to us in your email that you are an attorney and a derivatives trader. Talk to us a little bit about how you balance that schedule. Are you trading full-time or are you trading part-time?
So, for my day job, I'm an attorney, a solo practice attorney here in Santa Barbara, California. And then I'm moonlighting as a derivatives trader.
Nice. And you also picked a great place to live.
Yeah, absolutely. We could use a little bit of the rain that the rest of the country has, though, certainly.
Be careful what you wish for. I'm in Nashville right now, Bill, because we've gotten so much wind and rain. Nobody wants to go through what I just had to do. But so let's talk about you being an attorney and a part-time trader. I'm really impressed with so far. I've spoken to a couple of other guests that you're not a full-time trader, but you're focused on working on your mindset. I'm impressed by this because I didn't figure that out at first. I made this mistake. I went through trying to learn technicals or fundamentals, whatever it is I needed to do to make money. I didn't really focus much on mindset until I started really struggling. And then I realized that I really better start working on mindset, because it's not all about X's and O's. It's a lot more than that. And as we heard from Russ Rausch at Vision Pursue, who works with athletes and a lot of top people in their industries, mindset's really important. But Bill, I want to ask you, how did you realize that you needed to work on mindset?
Well, I've always been interested in, I guess, as you would call it, mindset. I mean, I studied psychology as one of my undergraduate majors. In law school, I pursued a master's in psychology as well. So I've always been interested in psychology, philosophy, and all those things related. And I've certainly found throughout my life that mindset, outlook, and whatnot has really influenced, you know, performance and just well-being generally. So given the fact that trading is such a cerebral endeavor, it just logically follows that mindset would be critical.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Now, talk to us about your trading mindset before starting the Vision Pursue Mindset Challenge.
I think my shortcoming, my primary shortcoming stemmed from acting spontaneously as opposed to slowing down and being thoughtful. I think I trade best when I kind of slow down and step away from the screens a bit, take a deep breath, and just have that awareness. And the times that I get myself into trouble are the times that I become more reactionary. And, I think that's true, outside the scope of trading, but especially within trading, because the markets are not going to be forgiving for those that act impulsively and, want to chase action and so on and so forth. So even though I've been doing this for quite a few years, I still would succumb every once in a while to kind of these impulsive, auto thoughts or auto behaviors. And generally that didn't end well.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this many a times. I mean, I like to compare athletes to traders. And we talk about Tom Brady. He's not the fastest guy. He's not the most athletic guy, but he slows the game down like nobody's business. He's able to, once that ball is snapped, look and assess the field and just pull the trigger when he knows he needs to. And I admire that about him and, many others. I can go on and on, Tiger Woods and so many other different athletes out there. But I want to talk about you a little bit, Bill. I want to talk to you about how your experience was with the Vision Pursue app and how it has, hopefully, helped you with your trading.
Yeah, I can say that the Vision Pursue experience has been positive. I think one of my favorite aspects of the program is the fact that it's very doable. It's just kind of a short duration, something you can do daily. It's sort of like a personal coach or a personal trainer. And there's quite a bit of repetition, and I find that to be helpful. In the past, you read something that's really kind of striking or impactful, but you just don't have that repetition. You don't have kind of that regimented coaching, which is really nice with the Vision Pursue app. In terms of performance, I can't really quantify or say that, as an attorney or a derivatives trader, has it really increased my performance to date? I have no idea. I can tell you that I do feel, a little bit calmer. I do feel, kind of just better overall. And it would be hard for me to believe that type of that sense of well-being rather wouldn't extend to performance and trading in particular. But as far as pointing to something with specificity within, the context of trading, I just can't do that at this time. Maybe if you check in with me in 6 months, I'll have a different answer. But I think generally, as far as my life experience, I think I've noticed some subtle but very meaningful differences.
No, I think you hit the nail right on the head. I feel the same way about it. The subtle differences I feel, I think in the long run, will help me. There's nothing, I've been trading, day trading for 18 years. I know there's nothing I think that I'm going to be able to do that's going to have any real short-term, shift in my performance. But I think that, once again, I've learned that by doing things to help me in the long run are much more beneficial to my health and to my businesses.
And that's really what I was looking for from this. And so I feel the same way as you do that, you know, by continuing to do this is going to help my mindset. And I can't see how by myself having more brain balance, which I do believe I've achieved in the time that I've been using it, that it won't help me down the road. Because I think sometimes the subtle things, the things that subconsciously you don't realize that are actually helping you, but in the moments, like we talked about with Tom Brady or other athletes, you suddenly have this sense of calm that you've been working on. This is why I felt that meditation and yoga and certain things, you know, athletic things I've done in my life to help me relax when I'm not trading has actually helped my trading. So, Bill, final question before I let you go. How do you plan on continuing to work on your mindset?
I plan on continuing with the Vision Pursue protocol. I've been happy with the app. It works for me. Fits into my lifestyle perfectly. So I plan on continuing with that. And then, you know, also, you know, doing other things. So maybe some other meditation on my own, you know, reading positive things, you know, trying to learn from others, such as your podcast and other similar podcasts. So really just trying to surround myself with, you know, positive people and just kind of fill my mind space with things that are, you know, productive and that promote this idea of brain balance. I think if I just kind of continue with that and be more focused on that process as opposed to some quantifiable outcome, which is hard for analytical guys like ourselves. Yeah. But I think if I can stick with that, you know, I'll probably be a much different person, you know, months and years down the road.
Man, Bill, I love the commitment and the desire to get better. I really respect that. And I want you to keep in touch. Use the hashtag Futures Radio on Twitter, or you could just mention me on Twitter at Anthony Crudelli. Of course, you could email us as well. I'd love to hear your progress and how things are going for you. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today on Futures Radio Show.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, Anthony.
Next up was Nick Vaughn, a big wave surfer and futures trader. Nick, welcome to the show.
Anthony, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Nick, thanks for taking time away from the big waves to speak with us here today on Futures Radio Show. I love it. You're a big wave surfer and a trader. I'm excited to speak with you. We've actually had conversations a little bit on Twitter as well. So this is really nice to be able to speak with you in person for the first time. So today we're going to talk about mindset, Nick. So before we get into discussing that, I want to know a little bit more about how you balance your day-to-day life as a big wave surfer and as a trader. Are you trading full-time or are you just trading part-time?
So, like you said, I am a big wave surfer, and really what that entails is a lot of waiting, just like trading. I'm watching the swell models and the forecasts on a regular basis, but, you know, in a good year, we'll really get probably a dozen opportunities throughout the world, whether that's Northern California, Hawaii, Europe, you know, the South Pacific. So really there's a lot of downtime. So that's really where I found that, hey, I can really meld these two together. I can trade while there's, you know, in between swells. And then when there's swell, I can close it out and head out for a trip. So that's sort of my program at this point.
Nick is living the dream.
Yeah. No, it's fun, man.
Yeah, that's awesome, Nick. I'm happy for you. Now, I want to talk about something that you said at the beginning when you mentioned that surfing was like trading. I've compared a lot of things to trading. I pretty much compare everything to trading because I think that traders just do that. But you made such a great point, and you said that big wave surfing is like trading because there's a lot of waiting and it takes patience until the wave comes. I have to say, it's got to be one of my favorite analogies now, and I will use that again in the future. But I want to talk to you a little bit about your mindset as a big wave surfer versus a trader.
Yeah. So, you know, with big wave surfing, the consequences are so high, which, you know, as you know, is very similar to futures trading. So, you know, waiting for the perfect opportunity, you know, the right wave with, you know, the right sort of setup coming into the reef with the right winds and the right line that you can take, that's the biggest thing to becoming a successful big wave surfer is you can't have these falls throughout the day. You know, you really only got one or two of those in you. So, you know, when I first started trading, I was sort of just clicking around and, you know, trying to jump on everything. And then I started to realize, hey, you know, I've sort of already learned these lessons with my surfing. I need to figure out, okay, what's my best opportunity? What's my best setup? And I need to be very patient and wait for that and, you know, have it come to me, really, just like everyone talks about in trading. It's the same in surfing. It's, you know, you're waiting for your best opportunity and, you know, you need to strike with confidence and aggressiveness when it presents itself.
Oh, I love it. Now I want to talk a little bit about the weaknesses you had prior to starting the Vision Pursue Mindset Challenge.
Yeah, I think, you know, just the whipsaw of the emotions was the biggest thing for me. And, you know, just taking a loss and all of a sudden sort of trading on tilt and getting very frustrated and, you know, wanting to chase the next trade and thinking that, oh, I missed it. Now I reverse. And then, you know, just the back and forth, the constant seesaw. Or if you had a winner, you know, it was, you're super euphoric and, you know, ending the day thinking that you were the man and thinking that you totally knew what was going on. And, you know, you had this whole thing figured out and, you know, sort of just the classic roller coaster ride of extreme highs to extreme lows, back to extreme highs. And, you know, the biggest thing for me really with, I don't know if you want to start getting into the app, but the Vision Pursue app, when you open it, had that dial that, you know, went from -4 to 0 to +4, just sort of the emotional scale. And, you know, it's just a great reminder, no matter what the day was, I kind of made a habit of using the app just after the trading day. And, you know, whether it was a good day for me or a bad day, it was very helpful to just think, okay, you know, where am I on the scale? How do I put myself back at neutral, you know, back at 0 and really approach the day, you know, the next day, really just in a discreet manner, you know, not worrying about what happened yesterday.
Next, I want to ask you a little bit about the app. I know that as traders, we're very picky on how we like things and, you know, we're very direct in how we want things to help us. So what was your experience with the app? And then also talk to us about how, if at all, it helped your mindset in trading after you were done with the 30-day challenge.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, it was that dial was, one of the things I really liked about the app that helped me kind of just, again, maintain, you know, just a neutral state and not allow myself to sort of swing back and forth from, you know, the emotional highs to the emotional lows. The other thing, you know, they really stressed the acronym C, separate, embrace, and evaluate. And, you know, that was sort of like when you felt yourself feeling some sort of, you know, one of those extreme emotions, it's a good exercise to kind of apply that C concept of like, okay, you know, what am I feeling right now? Am I going on tilt? You know, what exactly is happening here? Separate yourself from it, you know, sort of feel the emotion and then realize, you know, evaluate how you can, you know, kind of approach it, get back to neutral on it and, I guess, evaluate, you know, where you made your mistake and how you can improve on it the next time was, you know, I found that really helpful. And then, yeah, what else? Yeah, I think those two were really good. And then, oh, lastly, the sort of, he talked about the A to B paradigm quite a bit, which was, you know, you feel like, okay, I'm at A now, but really I want to be at B, you know, this level out in the future. You know, right now I'm at A and it's sort of a means to an end, but, you know, I'll be happy when I get out to B. And, you know, I actually really noticed that a lot in my surfing career early on. It was sort of like, oh, I'll just be happy if I get to, you know, this level out in the future. And then, you know, once you get there, you've always got this next level that you want to try to get to. And, you know, Vision Pursue with their meditation stuff was really focused on, you know, just being present and, you know, looking at where you've come to and you know, feeling a sense of gratification and feeling successful and, you know, what you have achieved. You know, it's good to have those goals out at B out in the future, but, you know, really being present and, you know, feeling content with where you are here at A, was really helpful for the trading actually, because you know, I feel like I would make sort of these irrational trades wanting to be out in the future and, you know, kind of forcing stuff. When you're present, you can sort of just accept what the market's, you know, presenting for you and really look at it objectively and, Yeah, so the meditation was huge there for me too.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is something that I have worked on so hard and many times, is about being present in the moment. Because I've always said that in order to be a really good trader, in order to have success in this business, you have to be able to fix your mistakes as they're happening the next time around. Yep. So if the prior time I made a mistake by, you know, putting on too much risk or adding to something that I knew I shouldn't have, or any sort of bad habit I formed, the way you fix it is the next time you have that impulse to do it, to fix it right there. So to be present is huge. And it, you know, and I know that there's no real switch or fix for mindset. And when I started doing this challenge myself, a lot like you, it was like, it's planting the seed. It's about these subtle things that down the road, you know that if you're fixing in your mind, not only when you're trading, but on a daily basis, I think we all need to work on our mindset. All of a sudden, while you're trading, you know, you could be, like you said, present and have better awareness.
Yeah, no, I was picking up on that where you said plant the seed. That's what I really noticed too, just, you know, having this sense of awareness, like, okay, wow, I feel myself starting to get a little aggressive here. I'm feeling a little emotional about, you know, whatever happened, you know, but it's just that awareness that I think using the app on a regular basis, like you said, just helps plant the seed so you can see yourself sort of beginning to shift a little bit.
Yeah, no, exactly. Now talk to us, Nick, on how you plan on continuing to work on your mindset.
So I'm definitely going to continue meditating. That's huge for me. I was doing everything after the close, and then I realized, hey, what if I started meditating in the morning? And I actually follow Futures Trader 71, and he talks a lot about that, and I've noticed a huge, huge boost in my performance when I do my meditation in the morning, just pre-market, even before I turn my computer on, just sort of get in the zone of like, okay, I'm very content with not making any trades today. If an opportunity presents itself, I'll take the trade. But if not, I'm very content. I'm present. I'm happy to do nothing today. And that's been huge for me. And I think it's, you know, that's a direct correlation with the meditating. So definitely going to continue doing that. And then, in the afternoons doing my journaling, I will definitely continue sort of using the, you know, that dial, the emotional scale, like, okay, where am I after today's session? Am I, you know, at a -4? Am I feeling extremely low? Why am I feeling that way? Or, you know, did I have a really good day? Am I feeling extremely overconfident? You know, am I at a +4, you know, which likely will probably lead to a losing day tomorrow. So how do I get myself just back to zero, back to neutral? You know, looking at the market objectively and, you know, taking the trade if it presents itself.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. You know, it's funny because I was doing it in the morning, not after the day. So I'm going to take your tip and I'm going to do it after to see how I feel about how the day has gone. I think that's a great point, Nick, and thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah.
Nick, hopefully one day I get to meet you. I would love to be able to see you do a big surf, man. That'd be so cool. I've never surfed. But I don't even know that I could do it. I'd have to start off with a very small little wave, and maybe someday we could meet in person and we could achieve that. Maybe give me a little help out there in the water. I'm sure that would be pretty funny if maybe we even taped it and let everyone see
me. Yeah. Out there. Yeah. Let's get you out to Mavericks. We'll put a life vest on you and I'll put you on.
Exactly. Well, I'll make sure I get the blow dry going though for everybody too. Oh man, Nick, you're the best for coming on. I really appreciate it. And keep in touch with us. Let us know your progress. Use the hashtag Futures Radio Show on Twitter. I know that you're on Twitter as well. Reach out to me anytime. I'd love to hear your progress with using your mindset or anything for that matter. So Nick, thank you again for coming on Futures Radio Show, and talk soon, my man.
Yeah. Thanks, Anthony. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Futures Radio Show. If you have any questions or comments for myself or my guests, please visit futuresradioshow.com and sign up to be a premium member for free. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes.